This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires.
Swing and a miss. Frankly, it's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
You know, I really need to change my Twitter handle to AP Bets or Pep Bets or something. I love CT Bets.
Well, you named me that. I got to give you the credit. You came up with it.
So,
Brilliant idea.
Do I get all the funds for that?
Yeah. We were just talking about this before the show starts. I wish there was funds coming in.
CT Bets, what's up, brother?
Doing well, Pep. Week off last week we had. You were away. Good to be back in studio here.
I know you didn't stop.
It's been busy, and it's been, knock on wood, you know how these roller coaster gambling rides are. Best bets have been cash, and so it's been nice, these NFL playoffs, that's for sure.
So, again, you talk about these top handicappers in the country. We all follow them. We all love them. When they're on the show, when they're friends of ours, most of them.
Yeah.
CT Bets. You are, and I did my math. I look back. I keep track. It's what I do. You are 6-0 in your last best bets six games. That is freaking off the charts, dude.
Yeah, I thought it was something around
there.
Did you buy
a new car, by the way?
No, I did not buy a new car. I might need a new car after this weekend, after we're supposed to get about 2 feet of snow. So hopefully we're both okay.
Truck.
Yeah, get a truck, plow through it.
Yeah.
You're
seeing the games well.
It's been really good. We closed out college football strong with Georgia on the national championship. Boom. You had them as well. And the NFL playoffs have been a decent run as well. Cashing last week with the Chiefs, the week before with the Rams. Now championship week, and it doesn't get easier. We've got three games left, and let's cash some three more tickets.
Does it get tougher when the games get less? Whether you now you have two games.
I think so.
Yeah,
big time.
Now you look at these games and you're going, oh, my God, I don't know what to do.
Like, yeah, I mean, you pick one wrong. It's like, oh, now you go, you're trying to go 50-50 50% on the weekend. So it's over.
We have John Bellman running Rock and Roll Control in Houston, a.k.a. Tone Loke. We'll talk to him later on in the program. Coming up first on the program, on the Progressive Guest Line, professional handicapper and gambler, friend of the show, Drew Martin, hangs out with us next. Keep it right here.
You're listening to The Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
And let's get right to it. The Progressive Guest Line, which will be on fire tonight, kid. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. He's a good friend of the show. We love this dude. Professional handicapper. He's a gambler. Mr. Drew Martin. How are you, pal? What's happening?
Anthony Pepe, I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on. Always good to talk with you guys. You and CT Betts breaking it down. We got championship Sunday upon us, college basketball going strong, and the stock market maybe crashing on us, unfortunately. But
yeah, we've heard
good
that
to be
before.
On with you, Anthony.
Hey, Drew Martin, this podcast thing you do, hustle, what is it? Like this hustle thing, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, we just hustle a little bit, try to make a little bit of money out there, you know, do a little bit of gambling and talk to some industry leaders around town, you know.
All right.
Similar to what you're doing right now, Pepe.
So when is this show on? I mean, is it on? Can people listen? I mean, I know you probably have about 5 to 10 listeners. What's the deal?
It is sometimes on. You got to, like, find it on YouTube at the Wager Talk YouTube channel.
All right.
And, you know, podcast form is hit or miss a little bit, but we're working on it. You know, it's a day-by-day thing.
And it's Wednesdays, I believe, and then you do, like, a hoop thing on Saturdays. Is that true?
Oh, the hoop thing. That thing's money.
Oh, that hoop thing.
Hour
yeah, that hoop
hit,
thing.
Saturday.
Boom. And Hustle Podcast.
Basketball.
Yep. How you hitting them lately? You doing well?
Actually, Anthony, yeah. I mean, this time of year, and this isn't something, guys, I say, you know, each and every month, anything like that, but I think it's the best time of year for a sports bettor. We got college basketball, NFL. The odds makers are spending all of their time, rightly so, because everybody's wanting to bet on the NFL, you know, championship weekend, the Super Bowl. They're spending all of their time doing that, making an efficient market, making it hard to beat. And college basketball has got 350 teams. So if you're putting your work in college hoops, I really do think it's the best time of the calendar year to win at sports betting. So that's what I'm trying to do, man.
Drew Martin Betts, we're going to get to these NFL games in a second here, but something that you and I talked about last Saturday on the Hustle Show Pod on Saturday, special college hoops edition, is
When does that air again?
That's Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern time.
I want to be the sixth listener.
At Hustle Show Pod on Twitter. But, Drew, something that we touched upon is I'm very frustrated with it, is the college hoop season this year. And obviously with everything going on in this crazy world, the injuries and then the COVIDs and the testing, and sometimes you don't find out until literally 2 minutes before the ball gets in the air that a player is out for that game. And it's been very tough to handicap college hoops, in my opinion, with all of this going on. And it's something that usually right now I'm dialing on all cylinders on college hoops, and I haven't been able to catch my groove, and I've kind of been turned off by college hoops because of this. Wanted to just get your take on that and how you're going about handicapping the hoops games when knowing that that could happen to you where somebody goes out 1 minute before tip.
You know what? It's a good question, kind of a tough answer, but I'll do my best here, CT Beth. You know, one would be kind of just the sports betting mentality behind it of, you know, just doing this 7 years. If you're losing at a sport, just kind of take a little bit of a break. That's what I do. And just kind of come back at it, like, say, on Monday. All right, I'm going to jump back in. I'm not even going to pay attention. And then jump back in and kind of clear my head of, like, those thoughts or where you're getting your information from. Maybe try to change those, you know, wherever you're getting your information from to make your college basketball bets, because that they don't really, whatever you're kind of getting it from isn't really doing their job in terms of in tune, whether it's the beat writers, whatever the case may be.
Sure.
And then jumping back into, like, actually winning and getting back to it, I guess just like college basketball, I guess I've kind of used that to my advantage in a sense. Most of my bets are unders, so when a top guy is out, it usually affects the total towards a movement towards the under. So that's one way, that's one thing that I've kind of added to my arsenal this year, is looking to bet more unders, meaning bet the total to the under, because when one of the top scorers is out, yes, it affects that team, but that's kind of more of a gamble if he's playing. If he's not, is betting the under. Yeah, if he plays, you know, it will likely just stay the same, maybe tick up a point. If one of the top scorers doesn't play, it will move down like 2, 3, 4 points, and you can kind of be on the right side of that. So that's one thing that I've done that I think has helped this season.
And Drew Martin Betts, you have been pretty money with those college total plays lately. So we do have some college hoops games left tonight. There's a majority of them have tip, but it looks like there's about 10 games left. Didn't know if you had something in your arsenal for tonight, Drew Martin Betts.
How about the UCLA game?
Yeah. Now, the UCLA game I had my eye on, and Kansas State-Baylor, it looks like it just tipped off. I jumped on that under. I mean, Baylor, as you know, CT Betts, playing good defensive basketball, arguably the best defense in the country, Kansas State defense as well. So we'll see what happens there. It looks like that one already tipped. Auburn, Missouri going at 8:30. So we got, 12 minutes till tip. I like Auburn over the total. I really do. They're deep. They play up-tempo. Now, they are on the road. You know, that might change things. They tend to score more. They're on the plains in the Pearl and kind of run it up in front of the home crowd. They're on the road at Missouri. So I didn't bet it big, but I did bet Missouri-Auburn over the total. And then the late night, Arizona-UCLA, one of the best games, probably the best game in the Pac-12 anyway this season. I don't want to step in front of Arizona tonight. I really don't. I don't want to step in front of Arizona at all, Pepe. 16-1 on the season.
They are brilliant. Offensive. They're very good. Are you there?
Top 10. Yeah, yeah, top 10 offense. I just didn't understand what you said. I don't know. You're screaming into the phone.
Sorry, pal. They're very good.
Yeah, they're top 10 offensive and defensive efficiency team in the country. So I'm looking to bet on Arizona, even though it is in Pauley Pavilion, a tough place to play.
I'm with you on that one, Drew Martin Betts. I actually have that one circled, and I'm playing Arizona as well on the hardwood. That's 11 o'clock Eastern tonight, Arizona at UCLA. All right, Drew Martin Betts, championship week, final three games left here in the NFL. Let's go to the first one. I have not made a play on this one at all, either on the side or the total. And honestly, I keep going back and forth, so it's one of those games where obviously I'm going to play it. There's three games left. Just haven't made up my mind yet which way I'm leaning. But Cincinnati at Kansas City, Cincinnati -7. There's some 7.5 starting to pop up. Total sits at 53. Where are you thinking of going here, Drew Martin Betts?
CT Betts. I don't know, man. I'm kind of a little bit coming into this weekend, a little, you know, dragging my feet. I don't know. I felt like wild card weekend, it was jumping off the board at me, you know, the stronger strength of schedule, fading the NFC East, it really worked. And then last weekend, you know, I lost on Green Bay. I was having a little trouble. And this weekend, I don't know if I'm crazy, but what's jumping out at the board at me is both dogs taking the points. I mean, Cincinnati, I guess we can call them a Cinderella, but they are 7-2 against the spread on the road. They're also 7-2 against the spread versus teams with a winning record. And they're 5-1 against Kansas City the last six times they've played. I mean, I don't know. Getting a touchdown, and there's a prominent offshore CT bet hanging a 6-7 in the hook. I could just see, you know, Joe Burrow and company coming down under 2 minutes left, slipping through that back door, and everybody screaming, you know, bad beat when really it's part of the handicap. So I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm on the dog here, CT bet.
Don't say that, dude. I already bet Kansas City, so please don't say that. Jesus. I mean, do you hate me, Drew Martin? I mean, I'm a good guy.
Pepe, I don't know, man. No, I'm a big fan of yours, bro. It's just I don't know if I can lay the 7 here. I feel like what the Chiefs, they just had one of the best games of my lifetime, man. I feel like that might be kind of a letdown spot, if you can, in the playoffs. Plus, Cincinnati gets the extra day of preparation here playing on Saturday. So,
but the Chiefs are so much better in their coaching. Forget about it. I mean, again, it's apples and oranges. We're looking at a Cincinnati team that is clearly playing on house money right now. And yeah, they're cute. And Burrow's is fun. And Jamar Chase is unbelievable. And Mixon's running the ball well. T. Higgins stepped up. And when they double-teamed and triple-teamed Jamar Chase, I get all that. But we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Fat Genius and Andy Reid. I mean, this game's going to be a blowout. It's not even going to be close.
Wow, Pep saying it's not even going to be close, Drew Martin Betts.
Oh, man, I mean, hey, it might not be. I get it. You know, hey, there's only two games to go. You got to kind of fire away here on both of them, I feel. And I'm just leaning towards the dog. But, Pepe, if you got a good read, man, run with it. I mean, Kansas City, to your point, well-coached, good quarterback. They've hosted each of the last four AFC championship games. So, look, there's no doubt they're good. I just don't want to lay the full touchdown here, especially when you can get 7 in the hook with the underdog maybe slipping through the back door.
Hey, man, with CT Betts talking about there's only three games left, NFL season ends. Do you bet on the NFL draft, like players going and that sort of thing?
Oh, I feel like you got to. I mean, talk about beautiful markets, Pepe. Yeah, you know,
of course you do.
Betting that stuff, NBA draft, I think you can even get into. But, yeah, I think those kind of events are beatable. You know, the limits are lower. That's telling you something.
Drew Martin Betts, so we talk sides here a little bit on the NFL. We talk sides here on the NFL. I'm not a big totals guy, but you usually have a pretty good read on the totals here. I didn't know if you had an opinion on either game. It looks like the total on the Cincy Chiefs game is around 50. It's just ticked up to 54. And then the total on the Niners-Rams game looks like it sits at 46, 46.5. Any opinion on either one of those?
Yeah, I kind of like the under in San Francisco in the Rams at 46. You know, if you go back and just kind of look at the box scores, guys, or how games finished, it will show 1-1 in their first two games in the regular season in terms of over-under. But you got to keep in mind that final game of the season, that the unders bettors got OT'd. So both of those games played to the under when they the first two games this season, CT bet. So that's one kind of advantage I would look at, plus the fact both defenses are really good. And when I talked about looking towards the dogs, how about the dog there again? I don't know if I'm crazy here, but San Francisco, extra prep time, you know, plus the points. Six wins in a row. They're the hottest team in the NFL. Five of those wins is an underdog. And the Rams, they only went 4-5 straight up, 3-6 against the spread versus teams with a winning record, CT bet. So I don't know, just some of these stats are really pointing towards the underdogs. And again, we get the three in the hook, that important hook on the all-important number of three, key number here betting in the NFL. So I think the dogs are barking this weekend, my buddy. I really do. I mean, I like the under in that San Francisco Rams game, but I think even louder is the dogs barking this weekend.
Hey, man, before we let you go, what do you have plans for this weekend? Where are you watching the games?
I'll be down in probably Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
All right. That sounds like a terrible time.
Yeah. Enjoying the weather down here, guys. Stay warm up there.
Enjoy Drew Martin, Betts. And again, this hustle pod thing that you do, that's tomorrow night, right?
It's tomorrow night. Yeah, we got a big guest coming on, Kelly in Vegas, Adam Trigger, CC Best, and myself breaking it down.
All right, pal. Thank you so much.
Drew.
We will talk to you next week. Appreciate the time, as always, out of your busy schedule.
Hey, always fun, boys. Be safe. Cash those bets. Thanks for having me on.
There he is. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance for Progressive's new home court explorer only at progressive.com. Professional handicapper, gambler, Mr. Drew Martin, good friend of the show. Quick TON return. It's the highest rated segment, CT Bets, on the program. I should bet on it. It's called the Beantown Rundown, and I'll probably lose. It comes up next. Keep it right here, the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Die Hards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Now time for the Beantown Rundown.
All right, boys, let's do this.
Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Betts' Chris Thurston.
CT Betts, let's get right to it. Beantown Rundown. Does gambling take away from a great game? Everyone talked about this is the greatest weekend of the NFL. But you know what? If you're a gambler and you lost 2 out of 4, 3 out of 4, 4 out of 4, does it take away from how great those NFL games are? Because you know what? If you're losing money, it's not a lot of fun. And you know what? You could sit there and go, this is a great game, but I'm losing money. So you know what? It might change your view on how great of a game it is. I'm curious to get your take on that. Question two. I think I've asked you this before, but I want to ask again because I was watching Remember the Titans today in the office. To me, the greatest sports movie of all time.
Great movie.
The best. What's your favorite sports movie of all time? Question three. You told me when we talked about these games, don't ask you about the MLB Hall of Fame inductions. I'm still asking about it. It's what I do. So Big Poppy was the only induction today.
Yeah.
Clemens didn't make it after 10 years.
Bonds didn't make it either.
A-Rod in his first year, 34%. Schilling didn't make it yet again. I just want to get your take on baseball and gambling in general. Forget the Hall of Fame, because I know you filed that in your Who Cares folder. But I want to get your take on gambling on baseball. And then question four, percentage that Tom Brady will be back. I know he's playing the game. He's now being like a it's like a bit. Like, I don't know if I'm coming back. He's coming back. He was MVP candidate. He put up ridiculous numbers. Of course he's coming back. He's pissed he lost. He's not leaving the NFL unless he wins a ship and walking away. But that's my opinion. Tom Brady percentage, will he be back? And then I need your best bet of the week. So let's get back to it. Gambling. Does it take away from a fantastic game, a great game, if you're on the other side of it and you lose?
Well, I might have had a different answer for you if the Chiefs lost that game on Sunday night. But realistically, I'm gonna say no. Yes, you made a great point. It sucks if you're losing, right? But I went 2-2 and cashed my best bet, which obviously helped.
Sure.
But you can't see. Those were the four best games I've seen in my 37 years alive.
Fair enough.
By far.
But if you lost three out of four, if you lost them all, you jaded a little bit. You're like, I lost my money. Like, it skews you a little bit. You realize how good they are, but it does skew you, no?
Sure, it does, absolutely. But as a fan, for the love of the game, what a great movie that is, by the way, too.
Yes, yes. Kevin Costner, right?
Kevin Costner, yes.
Yes.
I don't think you could sit here and say that it takes away. You can't, no matter win or lose, you can't say that, you know, those weren't enjoyable football games to watch.
But see,
that's my take on
it. Stupid Pepe, the worst gambler in the history of mankind. I had the Kansas City Chiefs, and I loved them. But I played the under. And I had the over, and I actually, when you go on the website and you have the little buttons you click, I clicked on the check mark for over.
Yeah.
And then I stopped myself, stupid Pepe, and I wasn't drinking at the time either.
No.
I'm telling you. And I changed it, and I went under. And then after...
I remember you telling me you liked the over, too.
After the game was way over, like, I realized it was a great game, but I was like, but I lost my bet. This stinks. Like, to me, it skewed me from loving that game.
And if you know what? I would have been having a totally different answer maybe if the Bills won that game. I'm not sure. But, yeah, those were four unbelievable games.
Yeah, they were. I know.
They were.
I get it. Favorite sports movie, Remember the Titans, to me, is the best sports movie of all time. I got nothing else.
Remember the Titans is an unbelievable movie. Big fan of Remember the Titans. My favorite all-time sports movie is Friday Night Lights. I've probably seen it about 150 times.
It is good.
Billy Bob Thornton.
He's brilliant.
He's absolutely amazing.
Yes, yes.
As the coach. I read the book. The book, you're going to say, CT, you read a book? That's the last book I read, and that was probably about 10 years ago.
Now you just run books. That's what you do. That's what CT Betts is all about.
But Friday Night Lights, if you haven't seen it, unreal movie.
Very good movie.
About Permian High School in Texas and their state title run, and it ends a little...
Friday Night Lights, the TV show, was brilliant, too.
Unbelievable.
I loved it.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Lila.
Lila Garrity.
Can I say that?
Lila Garrity.
Can I say that legally?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She dated Derek Jeter.
Oh, my God, I love Lila.
I forget her
oh,
real
my
name.
God, I loved her beyond words.
Yeah, she was nice.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Thoughts on baseball and gambling. I'm not going to ask you about Big Poppy getting the Hall of Fame and the Hall of Fame inductions and people not getting in steroids and all that baloney because you don't care. But gambling on baseball, you really don't like it, do you?
I got to say one thing because I heard it on the way over here. I do think Poppy should be in the Hall of Fame. Absolutely. I do think it's ridiculous that Schilling and Clemens aren't in yet. That's just crazy to me.
And Bond should be in, too.
And Bond should be in, too.
It's stupid.
Anyways, yeah, it's getting to be a sad time of year right now. We still have college football or college basketball, and it goes only really two more months. It's February next week.
But you can detox.
Which is crazy. I try to take a break.
Sorry, Val. I'm just kidding.
I try to take a break in the summertime. I get into the NHL playoffs.
Yep.
Pretty deep. But, yeah, I'm not huge on MLB. I think you got to be paying attention, obviously, every single day.
Yep.
Pitchers, up on your injuries.
Yep.
And it's just too much work for me. I like to kind of focus and read some football magazines and kind of focus on the upcoming football year and kind of relax a little bit, enjoy some beach time.
Percentage, Brady's back.
100%. Not even close. 100%.
Couldn't agree with you more. This is all a game. This is all a bit. This is all, hey, everybody, pay attention to me because I'm Tom Brady, and now I want the camera on me because Belichick's not with me. He's coming back, without a doubt.
He pulled this in 2019. I don't know. Stop. The kids and everything. You have 6 months off.
Crap.
6 months. 6 months off. You have plenty of time to hang out with your kids.
And your kids come to the games.
Yeah.
And they're in the luxury box eating shrimp.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You live right down the road from the stadium. You see them plenty. Don't give me this whole song and dance.
Hey,
100%.
Your best bet of the week is what?
I bet the Rams -3 this morning. It looks like they took some money. It's 3.5 now everywhere.
So you like the Rams?
I do like the Rams. I have a ticket on them pre-flop 14-1. I know you remember that, to win it all, and I'm not hedging.
Pigskin junkie Scott Pan's a friend of the show, will join us on the Progressive Guest Line next. Keep it right here. His name is CT Betts. My name is Anthony Pepe. We're the Diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Bet's Chris Thurston.
CT Bet's Chris Thurston, welcome to the Pepe Compound. Help yourself to a Viva Seltzer.
Oh, talk about something that tastes good.
Mercy.
Can't have one until after the show's over, though.
Correct. FCC violation.
Yes.
You get in trouble.
Correct.
But let me tell you about this Viva Seltzer. I like drinking. Everybody knows it. You follow me on social media. I work for an event marketing company. I work. I own it. Called Food Truck Festivals of America. We put on food truck and craft beer festivals all across the country. We're going to Panama City Beach in like
nice.
9 days. It's awesome. And we like to dive into things. We like to eat and drink. We enjoy cocktails in a can. I'm telling you something right now, dude. I've never had anything like this. This isn't a pitch. This isn't a, hey, check it out. They're a partner of the show. Viva's Tequila Seltzer is flat out brilliant. I love the Huckleberry.
The Huckleberry is unbelievable.
They
did a great job with the with
watermelon's
this
good. Grapefruits. Kelly in Vegas loves the grapefruit, right?
She does. Grapefruit's the number one in her power ranking.
Yeah.
She says.
Yeah.
In her seltzer power ranking.
She may be a good gambler, but she doesn't know her tricks.
I'm with you. Huckleberry's
Huckleberry.
Number one.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Huckleberry's number one.
I'm like Doc Holliday in Tombstone. I'm your Huckleberry. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
Viva Tequila Seltzer. Now it may not be available where you are. And I know we're on 97 radio stations across the country, ho-hum. And you may be, like, listening in Boise, Idaho, wherever you are. You may not. You know what? Go on the website.
You go on, order online.
Order it online and get it delivered right to your door. Viva Tequila Seltzer. It is awesome.
@VivaSeltzer on Twitter.
It's my favorite. I did the pitch.
I love it.
Did that work?
Yeah, I can't wait to crack one open.
Can we send that to
hour
the,
and 20 minutes.
Can we send that to the owners and maybe like get some more product here? Because I love the product.
Absolutely.
All
we can see what we can do.
Let's get to it. Progressive Guest Line, Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Let's get to it right now. Get your quote today at progressive.com. He's a good friend of the show from Pigskin Junkies. Scott Pans is on the line. Hey, Scott, welcome back to the Diehards. What's going on, my man?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? You know, I love the pitch of Viva. You know, I'm still waiting on my case. I know that CT Bex was and his brother were supposed to send me one, so I'm pumped to try that Huckleberry.
All right. We're going to get that out to you, and we promise, because I'm telling you, dude, it is awesome.
it sounds great.
Hey, how'd you do this weekend? Did you win any money?
It was a down weekend for me. My best bet was the Titans and the Spice stacking Joe Burrow 9 times. We couldn't get the win because Ryan Tannehill is just trash. So we got some back. The next biggest bet was on the Rams, and even though we had to sweat it out, we got there, and then a little L on the Bills at the end. So it was an okay weekend, down a little bit, but the Rams definitely made up for some L's on the Titans.
Hey, man, when you look at a weekend like that, we were talking about it on the program. Like, to me as a gambler, I didn't win any money this weekend. The games were awesome. Everyone was talking about the greatest football weekend ever. But it took away from me because I lost money, and it frustrated me. First of all, I'm a stupid gambler. I'm terrible. But let's throw that out there. But the reality is, if it's a great game or a great weekend, if I lose money, it takes away from me loving those games and thinking it's a great weekend. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And, you know, I'm a huge Pats fan and a huge Brady fan, so I was very conflicted laying a hammer against them. So I wasn't too sad to see them lose because it made some money back on the Rams. But, no, I totally agree. You know, Chiefs Bills, an awesome game, but I had a sour taste in my mouth because all the Bills have to do is just stop Patrick Mahomes with 13 seconds, just squib a kick, and, you know, they're going to the AFC Championship. And, you know, years ago, in the breakout Josh Allen year in 2019, we had a lot of action on their season total and then to make the playoffs. So the Bills have been very profitable to the junkies. So we gave some back this past Sunday. So I was disappointed in multiple respects because the Bills definitely deserve to get there in the AFC Championship. And then, you know, losing some cash on it by some bonehead coaching definitely hurts.
Scott, we're going to dive into these games here in a second, but why don't you just mention the Junkies. Why don't you take a minute or two here and kind of tell everybody about the Junkies, what you guys are doing, where the people could find you guys, what days of the week. I was on your podcast last week. And
so where do they find CT Betts on your podcast?
Love being on with you guys. You guys do a great job. So give yourself a plug there before we get into this.
You can follow us at @Pigskin_Junkies. Myself and the producer, Michael Larson, we run through all the games on a Thursday night podcast that we release for the Friday morning drive. Then we have a website, pigskinjunkies.com. And on there, you can subscribe to a newsletter that we produce every Friday or Saturday morning, depending on the week that runs through all the games. So find us on Apple, iTunes, and anywhere you do podcasts.
All right, well, let's get to it here. It's championship week. We were just talking to our good friend Drew Martin Betts. It's very sad. Three games left here. I'm sad, but I dive into college hoops after this. But it's been a great football season, and let's try and end here on a good note. This is a game, the first one, the AFC Championship, Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs. The line sits Chiefs minus 7, total 53.5. I have not got to the window on anything on this game yet. I want to like the points, but I can't pull the trigger. I don't know what I'm thinking. I haven't made up my mind yet. Looking for Scott Panza at Pigskin Junkies to give me a winner on this one.
I'll tell you, the concern with the Chiefs is they play a very emotional game, and then they return home and face team the Bengals that's on a little bit of extended rest that can kind of grind out a game against them. It's going to pose a lot of issues for them in the secondary. Where the Chiefs were just getting absolutely burned was, Josh Allen was able to throw it all over the field on them. And, I think 7 points is a lot for a team that has all the backdoor potential in the world. I thought last weekend was the Super Bowl. I thought winner Chiefs Bills is going to go on. But right now, I'm eyeing Bengals. I'm really hoping it gets to 7.5. That would be a lot of fun right now from the site that I use for, percent of activity. 65% of the bets are coming in on the Chiefs so far. So if that trend continues, I'm hoping that this gets up to 7.5. I'm also going to be looking, probably the Donk play, but a lot of tease the Bengals up 17, tease the over up. So like 44 or tease over down 44 and then, find a side on the late game, which I'll get into. But, I'll probably be having a lot of teasers, three 10-point teasers this weekend with that as the first two legs. Because, the Chiefs defense, they're going to get to Joe Burrow. If Joe Burrow gets sacked 9 times like he did last week, I don't think that the Bengals have much of a chance. But, I think that the defense will wear down in this game for the Chiefs, and I think the Bengals are keeping within the number. And it's looking like a field goal game is my guess. So I'm going to get to the window with the Bengals. I haven't done it yet, but I'm just hoping it gets up there a little bit higher, and I think it will.
Yeah, I had the same thinking as you there. I haven't bet it yet, but if that thing goes to 7.5, which it looks like, I'm looking a couple offshores here, Bet Online, Bovada have gone to 7.5, so I expect that to tick up there. Might grab those points as well. We're going to move on to the NFC Championship game here. San Francisco 49ers, who have scored one offensive touchdown in the playoffs and now are playing in the NFC Championship.
Mind-boggling.
Pretty insane stat there. The Rams now have taken some money. They are laying 3.5 at home. Total sits at 46.5. It looks like there's some 46.5s out there. What are you thinking here, Scott?
Yeah, in the early December, I wrote in my Friday newsletter that the Niners at 18-1 when the NFC was particularly juicy, or when the Super Bowl was particularly juicy, because I saw their path to the playoffs was, wide open there in the NFC. So I have an 18-1 Niners ticket, so I'm certainly a little biased. But going back the last 3 years, Kyle Shanahan and the Niners 6-0 against Sean McVay's Rams, and that includes a Nick Mullins start in there. So maybe Kyle Shanahan just has a little bit of the Sean McVay number. You know, while I was on the Rams last week, I think their offensive line is a bit of a concern. And Matt Stafford, who is not prone to making some big mistakes against a really strong 49ers pass rush, is going to be problematic. You know, the Rams tried to give this game away this past week, and I don't think that could be overlooked. And that Bucs team is not a team that it should have been that close of a game with Tristan Wirfs out and limited offensive weapons from Brady. So Niners, I think they continue the trend. I think they get the third straight win this year, the seventh straight going back 3 years against this Rams team, and I think they're headed back for 2019 Super Bowl rematch against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So I really like the 3.5. I have that 3.5, and I'm going to include them in some teasers. I hope that stays at 3.5, but I think it's a really good number. I think they're a better team. I think we get a lot of Eli Mitchell this weekend, and I think, you know, Jimmy G, just please don't make mistakes, and hopefully he stays a little healthy. But I think Stafford's going to make some mistakes late in this game. I think, you know, Nick Bosa is going to get there. I think it's going to be an uncomfortable day for the Rams on offense. So I'm back in the Niners, and I think we get a nice classic matchup here, Niners-Chiefs.
Quote, buy, and save on home insurance for Progressive's new home quote. Explore only at Progressive.com. Hanging out on the Progressive guest line with the diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network. My name is Anthony Pepe. He's CT Betts. It is Pigskin Junkies, friend of the show, Scott Panza. Hey, Scott, you talk about the 49ers and you talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. We had a 49ers expert, if you will, on last night, insider team guy, and he feels like they're in the NFC Championship game. If they lose, he's all but gone. If they get to the Super Bowl, he's all but gone. If they win the Super Bowl, Jimmy G is all but gone, and Trey Lance is the quarterback next year. I find that mind-boggling. I know he's not playing great football, but you're a quarterback of a team that gets to the NFC Championship game. Are they really going to broom him if he gets to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl? I'm blown away. What do you think?
I'm with you. I think it's surprising, but they've invested all this draft capital in Trey Lance, and they have to put it to work. And I don't think Jimmy G has blown them away enough to force them to make that move and keep him. But I do think Jimmy G is going to have plenty of trade interest in the market. So I think there's a lot of quarterback needy teams, and that the Niners are going to garner a nice pick out of it. Maybe they get a first, elite first. You know, I think I've been saying for months now, I think Jimmy G would look great in Pittsburgh. Maybe that's where he ends up. But
interesting.
I think that's a great landing spot for him because they can run the ball. They're going to try to win the defense, not going to put it all on his shoulders, and he has a lot of weapons. But there's a lot of other quarterback in these teams, the Panthers. For Jimmy G's sake, all the good quarterback plays in the AFC, so it probably behooves him to stay in the NFC if he can find that path there. I mean, think about it. In the NFC, outside of Russell Wilson, who may be moving, and Aaron Rodgers, I mean, do you think Kyler Murray or Dak Prescott is, you know, daunting quarterbacks to face year in, year out? I'd much rather face them than face Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow, and Josh Allen.
For sure. Yeah, they don't scare me at all compared
but
to.
But that's an interesting situation where Pittsburgh's looking for a quarterback. I actually think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I think he's gone out at Green Bay, and I think he's going to go to Pittsburgh. But Jimmy Garoppolo would be an interesting situation. I mean, put Aaron Rodgers with Mike Tomlin with Pittsburgh Steelers. Sign me up.
Okay, with that offense too, with all the weapons that they have there, it would be very exciting. Between Freiermuth, Chase Claypool, Juju, Deontay Johnson, I mean, that's a potent offense in a gettable division.
So, 13 game winner right there.
What about what about Denver? I mean, that's kind of John Elway's. That's his move, right? That's his MO.
And they have a solid team, both offense and defense. That'd be interesting too.
They were looking at, and Scott, did they sign him yet? They were looking at the offensive coordinator for Green Bay yesterday. We got about 30 seconds left here. I'm not sure if you saw that.
I did see that. It sounds like Hackett's going to be getting a job. It's just a matter of where.
Yep.
Maybe it is Denver. Pulls Rodgers with them. The problem with Denver is you got to face Mahomes and Herbert four times.
Right, you're right. Yeah, it's tough.
You know,
hey,
that's not great, but that offense is stacked. So, you know, this is going to be there's a lot of movement this offseason.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Scott Panza, Pigskin Junkies, thank you for the time as always. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, let's wrap up the first hour. We'll come back. Our final segment, tell you about hour number two next. He's CT Betts. I'm Anthony Pepe. We're called the Diehards, and you're listening to Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and CT Betts' Chris Thurston.
You got any action tonight, by the way?
I do, actually. I bet Illinois.
How they doing?
And it's funny, right before the game tipped, I got a text or a tweet that Coffee Cockburn is out and the starting point guard was out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I had a tip that Cockburn was going to play.
All right. I love those tips.
But we were up 15 at the half, and let's see what's going on right now.
All right. I have the Celtics minus 9.5. They're up 81-44. I feel pretty good about my bet.
Illinois is up two with 50 seconds left here. They were up 15
pal.
At the half.
Sorry, pal.
Yeah.
81-44, the Celtics are up on Sacramento. I feel good about my bet.
You should be all right there.
All right. Sorry about your bet.
That's all right.
Hour number two comes up next on the gambling edition. I'm sorry, the financial edition.
I like that.
Of the Diehards. Keep it right here. It is the Sports Map Radio Network.